We're trying to send someone there for the first time. Dan Kessler is kind enough to join us. He is running to join the Minnesota House of Representatives. He's kind enough to talk to us today about his campaign and as well also why he's running. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks so much for having me on this afternoon.
My absolute pleasure. You're running for 47B, which yep. is out in the West Metro, Chaska, Chanhassen, Victoria. But you're also a doctor. You're a licensed psychologist, correct?
Yes, sir. I've been practicing psychology for about 30 years now. Most recently in a primary care clinic.
Mm-hmm. I would be remiss if I didn't have someone of your expertise and I didn't ask if you don't mind sharing, and obviously without any specifics. But what has been your experience as we've gone through coronavirus here? Because obviously this is one of the things I am very concerned about is mental health as we go through a fairly stressful crisis here in the United States and in Minnesota.
I mean, these are really challenging times for a lot of people. If you're working, you're stressed and anxious about work. If you're not working, you're maybe stressed and anxious about finances. Or just trapped at home with the people you love who it's terrific to be around them a lot of times, but it's also you're around them a lot of times. And those can be challenging. It can be challenging to be around people as much as we need to or just to be trapped at home.
Do you feel that the long-term effects, and obviously, once again, we're not talking about anyone specifically, just but overall a general feeling with your expertise – do you feel as if the long-term effects of this crisis will be with the United States and Minnesota and many people in the state for years to come?
From a mental health standpoint, no. I think once this is over, we're going to return to our normal lives, whatever those look like. And I think that, people are resilient. And after this is over, we will look back on these events and we'll see the things that we gained from them. A lot of people have gained some connection to family that's been positive or learned how to deal with things in a different way. There will be some people who will really struggle for a long time to come. I know that we're going to be seeing some people who have post-traumatic stress disorder related to fear and anxiety on an ongoing basis. And so some people will struggle for a long time. Others will come out of this and do quite well, and we just won't know for some time to come. Now, that's from a mental health standpoint. Talking about economics and finances and environmental issues and healthcare issues and all sorts of other things, that may be a different story.
Well, and that's why, getting you – obviously your expertise I think would be very useful in the Minnesota House. So let's turn it back. And by the way, once we get a vaccine for this, I think a lot of people will breathe a lot easier at that point for sure. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to your House campaign here. 47B, what prompted you? What made you say one day, obviously a seasoned, respected psychologist, but you know what? I'm going to run for the Minnesota House.
Well, what I've been seeing, people come into my office, and so often, as a psychologist, the big thing I'm trying to work with people on is what can you do to impact your world and make your world, your life, your situation better? And I really do work a lot with folks on how can they strengthen themselves to make the change that's necessary, okay? But so often folks were coming into my office with things that weren't issues. They had a job, they had a good job, but their health care was so expensive that they couldn't afford their medication. They had a good job, but their deductible was so high that they had to cancel all of their therapy appointments and their doctor appointments for January and February until something terrible happened and they met a deductible and, okay, now I can get health care. And there are just so many other issues that are systemic in nature. And those are the kinds of issues where those need to be addressed at the state level, at a legislative level, rather than just as an individual one-on-one basis. And that's really what pushed me to do this, along with the national and local political climate.
I believe this is Senator Jensen's district. It's one half of that. It's hard to see that senator who's supposedly a doctor talk about, mm-hmm. basically make up, lies and, spread false information about coronavirus in this day and age to the most fringe right-wing news media. I know the district you're representing. This isn't, this isn't Idaho. This isn't the compound up in Montana. I can't believe this appealing to the fringe far right is something that's going over well in your district.
I really hope not. My part of the district, Chaska, Chaness, and Victoria, is a very purple area. The 2018 election was less than half a percentage point, 117 vote difference between the Democrat and the Republican running in this district. So this is not a far right district.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself have been very surprised by the statements that Dr. Jensen has been making. Doctors, psychologists, medical professionals, we want to look at the evidence and we want to look at data. And we want to make our recommendations and our determinations for our patients and hopefully for our constituents based on what the research says and what the data says. So I've been really quite surprised at the direction that's been going, both by the Republican Party and by Dr. Jensen as well. It just doesn't fit the data.
The district, as you said, is very purple. And it's a district that is, if this city grows, the metro area grows, it's picking up more population. I've been done more hikes in your community than where you can go hiking. As a matter of fact, I was over at the Arboretum on Friday in the car. Did not get out. I was a good boy. I was in the car looking at the beautiful trees out there. There is so much to like about this district because the parks, the community, it's cute, and I think that's the best way to say it. It's a cute part of town to live in that has relatively easy access to the entire metro area.
I tell everyone that Chaska is a half an hour from pretty much every part of the metro area. We're a half an hour or less away. St. Paul, Minneapolis, Plymouth, whatever, the airport, we're 20 to 30 minutes away from everything. It's pretty close by, but it's a terrific place to live.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. The trails here, the parks here, they're building a brand new single track mountain biking trail on a spot of land right between Highway 212 and Pioneer Trail in this unused area. It's really terrific, and our local community is really coming together to build that all volunteer. Really, that's the kind of thing that I love about this community.
When you talk about this, let's talk about some of the other areas you'd like to address if you get to St. Paul. Once again, our Democrat of the day running for the seat, 47B, is Dan Kessler. What are some of the other issues there that are of importance to 47B that you want to champion in St. Paul?
I think that when I look at my district, we had a referendum that failed where we were asking the local taxpayers to help fund our schools better. And that referendum failed largely because of misinformation campaigns about an equity program in our school systems, as well as some misinformation about what was being spent out here. And we need to work on getting that passed. So we also need more funding for our schools from the state. The state is not fully funding the school districts and school programs, and we're having to pull too much money out of our local area in order to fund the schools. That's really important to me. But also, if I could go on a little bit, as a psychologist, when I see legislation passed that is anti-science, or when I see science-based legislation, evidence-based legislation being rejected, like the conversion therapy ban that has been proposed at the State House this year and in previous years, and it passes in the democratically held House, goes over to the Republican-held Senate, and despite really clear science on this, gets rejected and never heard. And these kinds of things really need to change, and they need to change by having stronger Democratic majority in the House, and by building and flipping the Senate so we have a Democratic majority there, and we can get some of these things passed.
You just said it there. It's the one side seems desperate to base their campaign on fear-mongering, misinformation, outright lies, and distrust of science. And the reality is there's a lot of people that, because they want a narrative to be true, will go along with that, even though these decisions, and we're seeing this in the age of coronavirus, these decisions are detrimental to their health and their well-being, of their health, their family's wealth, health. And, you know, it's scary. You talk about the education. I can't agree with you more. It's, you know, the way we can have a discussion all day long about how we fund these schools, that the mandates that are put upon school districts, whether that's a rural small town school, the inner city schools, or the suburban schools, that the mandates are outrageous, and you can't just put that on a school district and hope they can figure out how to afford it without having to go hat in hand to the taxpayers all the time. But until we get that fixed, we need to have you can't have these information campaigns basically make your school systems worse.
Yeah, and that's precisely what happened. Mm-hmm. This misinformation campaign, they came out, they went as far as to publish ads in our local newspaper and letters to the editor in our local newspaper accusing our local school system of having an anti-white and anti-Christian agenda in their programming. Mm-hmm. And that sort of fear-mongering absolutely has to be responded to, and has to be responded to strongly by coming out and saying, this is just not true.
I get that. As a veteran, as a Catholic, as a big white guy, I can't tell you how many times I get accused, you hate really Christians. I said, I do it because I'm a Catholic. I mean, that's a kind of interesting thing to say. But if you can't win the debate, what do? They go to attack. And that's, I mean, and there you're on the right side of things, because they're coming after you, not on the merits of what you're trying to do, but on the fear mongering that they're trying to stoke. Yeah,
and we're the fastest growing school district in the state right now. I mean, this area is changing, and it is the fastest growing school district in the state. And somehow the idea is that we were going to be able to keep our schools going without increasing funding for them. And that just doesn't, the math doesn't work out. You can't teach more students and have more need, more capacity without adding some financial support for the schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your campaign, obviously one of the things that we've discovered with this new age that we're living in is, and once again, this is Dan Kessler, District 47B. We're talking just out on the west side here, Chaska, Chanhassen, Victoria, that area. So very easy to get to in the metro area. A seat the Democrats almost picked up in 2018, could pick up again here and put into the Democratic column in 2020. Volunteering, I imagine your campaign is like a lot of the campaigns. You're figuring this out as you go. What is going to be allowable, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been a big challenge. You know, I've been telling people I'm learning how to be a psychologist by remote access. I've never done that before, and I'm learning how to be a candidate from a bedroom in my house rather than going out and meeting people door to door. It's certainly been a challenge figuring this all out. Both aspects of my world right now, and in between there, trying to touch base with my kids who are being schooled by distance learning, primarily by the school, and my wife, some by me when I can get out of my space here and get down and help out. But it's certainly been a challenge to juggle all these things. But it's been a really interesting and exciting time of year and time of life for me.
So there will be volunteer opportunities. What those will be, we'll surprise you. Also, if I can say this to any candidate, donations are always welcome. If you want to help out, help the DFL take back 47B. Dan Kessler is the man in that district. Let's save that district from the insanity that's going on there right now with its current representation. Get some sanity back into 47 and 47B in particular. What's the website if people want to get in touch with you, Dan?
Website is Kessler for House. It's KESSLERFOR. House.com. So KesslerForHouse.com. And yes, as you mentioned, donations are incredibly helpful as we pivot to a primarily digital campaign.
So once again, it's KesslerForHouse.com. KesslerForHouse.com. We'll spotlight this interview as well as we'll also make sure I put up all the social media pages, the links to the webpage. Help out Dan. Help your local district, but help out Dan as well, as we need to help get that a wider majority here in the Minnesota House. Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate you being Democrat of the Day.
Thank you very much for having me on, Matt. I really appreciate it.
I do. Thank you. All my best in your campaign.